It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkel. Been a rough couple of weeks for opera fans. First, Kiri Takanawa announced her retirement, and now another great singer says he's also leaving the stage. Jose Carreras started singing in the 1970s with a meltingly beautiful tenor voice and movie star good looks, was well on his way to operatic stardom before he was even 30 years old, and he sold millions of recordings during his almost 50-year career. At age 40, he was stricken with leukemia and underwent months of grueling chemo. He didn't know if he was going to live, let alone sing again, but he did recover and went on to pop star status with three tenors, along with Placido Domingo and Luciano Pavarotti. And since then, he's enjoyed a career mostly as a concert artist while also working with his Leukemia Foundation. The 70-year-old Carreras says he's retiring from singing, but not before a two-year-long world tour, so you might be able to see him still before the end. When you watch a classical concert, why does it seem like the orchestra is playing right behind the conductor's beat from the very beginning? Well, the simple answer is that when an orchestra plays behind the conductor, it has room to produce a more expressive sound. Joanne Folletta, music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic and the Virginia Symphony, said it works so well because the musicians can take in more information before they play. Waiting just a little tick allows the orchestra to take in the trajectory, the speed, the style of a conductor's beat, which helps them determine what kind of sound the conductor wants. It gives them a chance to prepare that sound, so the downbeat comes and the sound opens after that, Folletta says. After years in the biz, Folletta is still fascinated by the phenomenon. The orchestras that have played together for some time just know how to do it. It's very mysterious. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkel for This Week in Classical Music.